Now, one singer-songwriter is actually giving people of all ages a chance to perform. He's ditched his band and hit the road with just a piano, letting the audience fill in the rest.
Hello, my name is Ben Folds. I'm a piano player. I'm on tour. The audience participation was something that I thought about a little bit, but I didn't expect it to grow like it has. It's almost been like the Rocky Horror Picture Show or something. It's just kind of taken off by itself. It's taken a life of its own. And I mean, as soon as I recognized that people were really singing well and how good it feels to hear that many people singing together, then I started putting some form to it. You know, I would give them their harmony parts.
Got enough people in here to get a bitchin' horn section. So let's cut the audience down the middle. This side's saxophones, this side's trumpets. This side goes ba ba ba, a ba 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 ba, a ba 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 ba, ba ba ba. This side's ba ba ba.
I just think the main thing is it's just almost functional. It's like a primal thing, people singing together. And there's some barrier that people have to break in order to do it. And I'm not really sure why the piano show is conducive to that. There are a lot of people singing who normally wouldn't be singing out loud. It's like, because it's okay with me, and because they know the parts anyway, and there's a relative confidence that someone else is going to be singing, and I don't really know, but it's just like once the dam breaks, they start going. And I do think there's a little church element going on, too. I mean, I never went to church, but it's always been part of our culture somewhere for people to sing together. But just less and less every year. It happens less and less.
You took a trip and climbed a tree.
What blows me away is how musical people are, because it's this idea that everyone, not many people are musical, and then just a few of us have this magical gift, and the rest of us have to just listen to it. And I think it makes performers more valuable, I guess, you know, but 2,000 people singing exactly in tune, you know, they were all studio takes, they sounded amazing. Neil Young made a big impression on me. We did quite a bit of touring with him a few years ago, and I just really, really admired the way he turned a 15,000-seater stadium into a living room. You know what I mean? Like bands tend to kind of go the other way. Like, thank you, New York! And it's not really New York, it's 500 people. And in this way with the piano, I finally started to be able to reach that myself. The entertaining aspect of it is the same thing as if you're entertaining guests. You know, it's just polite. You know, it's just literally, well, these people are my guests. They're here. This is my living room. We're all here together. And what do you want to do?
Ben Folds continues his solo piano tour through November. His new CD is Ben Folds Live.